Just working. I've never done this before. Oh no, you guys are joining. Is there a way for you guys to chat? Why am I saying that as if I can see that? I don't have a chat to look at. Oh wait. What? It works like a tweet? Like you guys respond to the tweet? Ah, yes, welcome to the first ever Magmy Desmond. What is this called? Twitter Space, right? Oh my gosh, can you guys even understand what I'm saying with my phone mic? This is jank. I gotta refresh the original. Oh my gosh. A hashtag. Do I have to get that approved? Uh-oh. I wonder, did Altair just make that up on the spot? Hey, I see you guys. I see you. Fall Guys, the new season came out. You guys see that? You can have a Hatsune Miku skin. I gotta play that. And an alien skin? Okay, can I browse Twitter while having this up? I think so. Alright. Alright, I'm learning how to do this. I don't know, Altair did his earlier. His 3 a.m. walk. So I was like, you know what? I want to do this too. V Spacer. Did you make that up? Is that something people say? Yeah, there's a Hatsune Miku skin. I think I'm going to... Hashtag Mag Sleep. No. Well, hypothetically speaking, what would the hashtag be? Space? Do people use space? Desmond Bed. No, because it implies that I'm only going to do it Twitter space if I'm in bed. Oh no, I'm getting stressed out. It doesn't matter, right? It's just a Twitter space. Come on. I'm looking at all your guys' little profile pictures. Oh, good morning. For me, I'm about to go to bed. You don't have to buy Fall Guys. Well, you have to buy the skin, though. But I forget what I was even going to talk about. Can I beatbox? Not right now. I'm too tired for that shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Wait, how does this even work? Will manager son get angry at me? Like, how can people even record this? Like, it doesn't go up anywhere, right? Like, I can't get in trouble for cursing in a Twitter space, right? A YouTube waiting room for the live chat. Do people really do that? They make like a, what, do they schedule like a YouTube stream for like, an impossible date, like that will never happen. Need a very high level. Is it a battle pass skin, the Hatsune Miku one? There's this game coming out called Omega Strikers. Do you guys know about that? I'm gonna try to play that if I can get the perms for it. The updating the comments. of this tweet. Wait, what? Interesting. Ah, I see some familiar faces from the stream chat in here. Hello. Oh, hello. This is cool. I don't feel as pressured to keep up a conversation or anything like our usual chat on YouTube. Ooh, this. If I minimize the Twitter app. No, I don't want to risk it. The Don't Starve VOD has been privated. It will go back up in the morning, probably. Nothing serious happened. And I probably, honestly, probably didn't even really need to edit the VOD in the first place, but we're just going to be extra, extra, extra careful. So, yeah, I'm sorry if you missed that, but it will go back up tomorrow. So, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, no. You guys are commenting on this thing, but it's not updating. Phone audio quality. Is it bad quality? My voice is also very, like, raspy right now because I'm tired. And I'm also, like, not talking that loudly. What if I got like a dongle and attached like a super high quality ASMR mic to my Twitter, to my phone, and just did like sleepy time ASMRs on Twitter Space? Oh my God, there's a lot of you in here right now. What happened during Altair's 3 a.m. walk? I don't know why I'm saying that because I can't see what you're saying. Oh, what was I gonna say? I really want to play Slime Rancher 2, but we have been unable to get the permissions. But I'm really hoping we get the permissions to play Slime Rancher 2 when it comes out next week, because I really, really love Slime Rancher. Slime Rancher 1 is probably one of my favorite games, or is one of my favorite games of all time. So I would be so sad if I can't play Slime Rancher 2 when it comes out. I might just, if I don't get the perms, I might not even stream that day, or I might just do like an hour long Zatsudon or something, and I'll just be playing Slime Rancher for the whole day off stream if I don't get the perms for that. I'll be so sad. But if we do get the perms, then you will be watching a 12-hour Slime Rancher 2 stream from Magni. Yeah. Yo, who is requesting to speak? I'm not gonna let you speak, dude. Are you high? There's no way. Oh no, now I'm scared I'm gonna accidentally click on someone and like let them speak or something. I can like invite other people though to this. Stop sending your requests. I respect the gall. During Altair's 3 a.m. walk, we warned him not to follow anyone, especially someone who lives in a blockhouse and has a deep pool. It will lead you to their basement. Yeah. No, that person is living a great life right now. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I'm a little scared that I'm going to like fall asleep. Is it timed? Will it automatically end? I wonder. Probably not. Oh man. Do these get deleted afterwards? I hope so. Currently recording on my iPad, sending to management. Nah. So what is like the deal with Twitter Space and copyright? Like, so like if I sing a song right now, hypothetically speaking, if I sing a song right now, what is the legality of Twitter as a platform and Twitter Space specifically? I wonder. Let me in. I'll sing you a lullaby. No, it's okay. I don't think I'll have any problem staying asleep tonight just because I stayed up so late. So I'll probably just pass out really soon. I'm supposed to wake up early. Well, not early, but early for me, and play Vesper is still yet to play Worms. So I'm supposed to play with them a little bit after his stream. I think he's streaming Minecraft tomorrow. I'm supposed to play Worms with him. Gotta remember to set my alarm for that. Yeah, I don't know what kind of primo content any of you joined to hear me talk about, but I have nothing to say. But Altair Twitter Space made me, because Axel didn't Axel do a Twitter Space, or am I tripping? But Axel did one. And Altair did one, and now I was like, you know what? I want to do one. So here we are. Had my singing lesson earlier today. It's going good. I actually can notice myself improving. I don't think the quality of my voice is improving. Like you can't change your voice. Well, I mean, you can change your voice, but like my voice is my same voice. My singing voice is like the same singing voice, but it's the same singing voice, but it's better. Like I'm not getting as tired singing. I'm not getting as fatigued singing for long periods. We're singing some songs, and my teacher had me singing really low at first, but pretty early on. I don't know what song I was singing, but they're having me sing in like a higher register, like, and I've been pretty surprised how well I'm doing singing higher. And so I've definitely, like, in the beginning I was really straining with singing higher. I don't know what song we were even trying to sing. I don't know what song we were singing in the beginning that my teacher had me on, but I couldn't maintain it, and I've learned how to sing correctly, quote unquote correctly. I don't know. I'm still like so new to it, but the same songs, like I guess I was always shouting, like I was yelling, and I was using volume to try to compensate for my singing, like in that higher range. And I'm singing more with my breath, and I found myself able to sing longer at that higher range. So I'm definitely improving. So, that was the main question I had for myself is like, can you act like, do singing lessons work? Can you actually like take lessons and get better? I was a little skeptical, honestly, but I definitely noticed myself improving. It's been about a month since I first remember that. If you guys watched, remember the, what was it? Home flip, house flipper, home flipper. I talked to you guys about my first lesson in that stream, remember? It's crazy. It's been a month since then, you know? It's been a whole month since that stream. Since my singing lessons had started. So, yeah, I told you guys I started working on my first cover. Yeah. I think it's going to be... I'm excited for it. I'm really excited. Singing is... Like, I like music. I think you guys can tell with my beatboxing and messing around with my loop station and always humming and stuff. Like, I don't think I'm a particularly good singer, but I really do like music and singing. It's really fun and is one of the main reasons why I applied to Hall of Stars English. So I'm really excited to finally be working on, like, projects like this. Well, I guess we already had a project, which is our first... the group original song, but this is like my first thing that I'm working on by myself, and I don't have Axel to carry me. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm super excited for it. I hope you guys like it when it comes out. Okay, let me try refreshing this. Does this tweet show by like most recent? No, it doesn't. I'm sorry, I'm just reading these comments in silence. I should make a hashtag or a tag. Hashtag, do people, it's an old person thing to say. Do people even say hashtag anymore? My tummy hurts. That's another reason I'm still up. So I was at the store and I saw this thing. And I was like, what is that? What is that? And I walked up to it. And I picked it up and it said, Mountain Dew, hard, hard Mountain Dew, Baja Blast. You know the Baja Blast from Taco Bell? You ever go to Taco Bell and get a Baja Blast? Well, I went to Target and they have hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast in a can. I'm blasted right now is what I'm trying to say. It's not that dense or it's not high percentage, but it doesn't take much for Magny Desmond. And it's yummy. It's also sugar free. So I've told this story before, but I'll just tell it again here. The night I found out I got into Hall of Stars, I celebrated by going to Applebee's because it was late. And Applebee's is open until midnight. They had this really cheap thing. I don't know if it was happy hour, but it was a Bahama Mama. It's called a Bahama Mama. It was like $5 for this giant glass of it was like a slushy, like a Bahama Mama freeze, right? And it was so delicious. It was so good that I had to have more of it for myself. So I went to Costco that same week. And I bought like a $300 blender. Like the nicest blender I could find. I searched up online like 2022. Best blender. Reddit. And I did research, and I was like, this one, they have it at Costco. I went to Costco, bought this $300 blender. It's a nice blender. Had a bunch of attachments. It was like that spatula that SpongeBob has. And you know that episode where he feeds all those little sardines? You know, living in the fun life, living in the fun life. That music, that you know that song, you know that episode where it's like the turbo spatula? That's what I got in blender form, right? And I tried making but I couldn't do it. I couldn't recreate the Applebee's Bahama Mama slush. just not quite, it's just not right. It's just not quite right. I crave that Bahama Mama. Bahama Mama. You ever watch Scrubs? You know, when Ted gets married and they go to the vacation, Dr. Kelso, he's at the bar and he's ordering like a Bahama Mama every 30 minutes. Bahama Mama. Hold the mama. You know what I'm talking about? Man, there should be a live chat for this. I'm not seeing a lot of the comments to this. What would a Maggie Desmond hashtag be for the Twitter space? Des space. That's kind of cute. Did Axel do a Twitter space, guys? I need to stop asking you guys questions. Well, the tweet, it refreshes, but it doesn't show in like order. Like, it's weird how it presents the tweet replies to me. Yeah. Also, how long can a Twitter space be? Can I be on the Twitter space for like hours if I wanted? I gotta stop asking you guys questions when I can't like see the responses. Oh my goodness. There's a lot of people in here. Wow. Welcome to the great Maggie Desmond's Twitter space. He's lying in bed right now. Oh. You know what I'd kill for? Some curry. Oh my gosh. I haven't had curry in such a long time. I get the shrimp, you know, like the fried shrimp, the sausages as well. Oh. What day is it tomorrow? If I wake up early enough, I'm gonna go get some curry. Ooh, the place I go to, you can get takoyaki as well. Shit. Oh man, I live for food. Ultimately, it's like, what is the purpose of life? If you ask Maggie Desmond, to make money, but why? To live. Why? To enjoy life. Why? To eat good food. And spend time with friends. But like, food is like the main thing, right? You know what? They say like, work to eat. Don't eat to work, you know? That's why I like food so much. Like, you don't eat to work. Just an endless cycle. You work hard so you can eat some good food. Honestly, when I end my stream, like, I look forward, like, I give myself, like, you know, you don't want to overindulge, right? But for me, it's like one good meal a day, right? I give myself one good meal a day. Sometimes I won't even eat that much for lunch. You know, I might just have a snack or like a cup of yogurt or, you know, something small. But like, that one meal, I usually have two meals a day. I will admit I've been snacking a lot recently because I've been stressed because of streaming and post debut stuff, but generally I'll have like two meals a day, and like one earlier is like kind of like a whatever meal, and then I have like that one meal, usually dinner, that is like one of the big chunky meal that I'm like looking forward to, you know. I feel that's a good way to keep myself when I was I'm I don't think I'm like it's been a while since I've gone on like strict diets. I'm not like a health nut, but you know, I think I'm fairly health conscious, and I don't have I'm not like Axel and Altair where I'm just power going like powering through based on my youth. Like I don't have their youthfulness. So I have to definitely be more conscious. I think I'm pretty conscious, you know. So I don't go on like strict diets. I don't think that's very sustainable and realistic for most people to go on like these really strict diets. But like mentally, it helped me lose weight. Or not lose weight, but also just like maintain. Or like mentally, again, right now I'm not dieting, so the interval is like every day, right? Every day I look forward to that one good meal. But when I was losing weight, it was like if I mentally get myself like two times out of the week, and like these specific days out of the week, I knew I was going to go out and have a good meal. It helped me on the days where I was, you know, restricting myself to not eating like the stuff I want to eat. It was easier to suffer on the other days when I knew that I had specific days to look forward to with eating, right? But man, if I'm looking forward to a meal and I don't get it, I'm in such a bad mood. Axel said the same thing, like, gotta get that good meal in. Speaking of health, like, man, I have not been able to go to the gym. I used to go to the pre-debut, I was going to the gym maybe 6 days out of the week. I'm not like jacked to the gills or anything like that. But like I said, I'm pretty like into being healthy. Like I'm not a health nut, but I go to the gym as much as I can. I'm not like counting my calories and shit like that though, but yeah, since debut, I have not gone at all. And it sucks. I need to try to get my schedule. I need to get a healthier schedule, a more sustainable system going on in my life between all the streaming and stuff so I can find time to go to the gym. I think I have to give up on the idea of going 6 days a week. I think I might have to cut back and aim for like 3 days out of the week, which means I can't do my push-pull legs anymore. Because it's like push-pull legs, rest. But if I go 3 days a week, I have to do like, I don't know, upper lower. I don't know. I don't even know if there's a 3 day split exists. I've rolled over. You know, you do that, you like, you can, wait, what? In an event, like, you see this, you can stream the YouTube from your phone and do a Zanzanon. Olga Senpai has done this with a background image and no live 2D. How do you do that? How could you upload the background? Like, what is the visual? Like, how do you do a background image from your phone? Wait, that's sick though. I might look into that. Thank you, Kiko. Thank you. Thank you, Kiko. You know, like you're in bed, you're laying down on your back, and then you like
you like roll over and it's like, ah, I've activated phase two of like in bed, you know. But then you'll get, if you don't fall asleep in time, you'll have to roll over again and initiate the process all over again. What is this? Are there like, why is, sometimes I see a little heart over your guys' profile pictures. Can you like, what is that? Are you sending like hearts to me? Like, what is, can you like this or? So like Instagram, you know, on Instagram, you can spam the hearts. Yeah. You guys have some funny profile pictures. This guy's profile picture is that picture I drew of Axel as a dog in my Spore thumbnail. Yeah, I see some very cute fan arts of the boys too. Ah, you have a Hunter Hunter profile picture. Good taste, my friend, good taste. Why do the replies not order it in like sequential order of when they are sent? I think I'm technically not supposed to just like create hashtags. Don't know if Altair just whipped that out, but I think if I want to make a hashtag, it has to get like approved or something. I think a name like Mag Meeting, Mag Meet, it was funny. I mean, I guess if you guys want to send me some questions, I'm like, can't fall asleep because I drank that stupid, like, hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Any are singing rapping streams in your plans for future streams? Yeah. Mostly in the membership streams. This Saturday, actually, PST. Or EST, Sunday JST. I'm doing a loop station stream. I have a loop station where I mess around with music, so I'll probably be making some beatboxing and looping some stuff. I connected my keyboard, so I might just loop some beats and some music. Very excited. Talking to myself. Yeah, this is very much just like talking to myself. Okay, the tweet does not load all the replies because there's no way this is all the replies because I clicked the button and it says 500 comments or replies, and this is definitely not 500 replies. I reached the end. I guess it's not loading at the bottom. Hashtag mag meet. No, is this really a space? Space. Des space, Des min, Desmond, I'm just kidding. What if I just like fell asleep right there? Oh, the flavor was watermelon. Yeah. Watermelon Baja Blast hard. Baja Blast. I do not. I cannot drink a lot at all. I'm a single. Oh, Ryo Senpai's in here. Ryo Senpai, hello. Oh, no. Chat. Be on your best behavior. Next week, Ryo Senpai and I are going to play Humans Fall Flat. We're going to collab. That's next week, I think. Yeah. Yo, Ryo Senpai, what's up? I'm going to try to learn some basic Japanese for Humans Fall Flat. I'm going to learn like grab, let go, you know, like over here. I'm going to try to learn some basic like directional words to try to for a collab. It's just going to be me and Ryo Senpai next week in that Humans Fall. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't think he would be against it because you can play with I might ask some stars JP senpais, or I guess that if I say star senpais, it refers to only the JP, so I guess I don't need to say JP, but maybe I might ask some more. I don't know, I thought it'd be fun if I just did a collab, like not with the Tempest Boys, but like just me and the star senpais, because Axel, you know, Axel speaks Japanese, so. But I don't know. I thought maybe it'd just be fun if I gave it a shot. That's why I reached out to Ryo Senpai for this collab. But yeah, I hope he doesn't mind. Well, I don't know. It's a lot of hassle though to coordinate with everyone's schedules. So it's like it might just be us two actually. Yeah. Did you know that you can set a recording to make the spaces recorded? Wait, what? Oh. I see. Nah, I kind of like the fleeting, ephemeral kind of quality of the Twitter space not lasting forever. Not everything has to last forever, you know? Just... yeah, there's something nice about that. My favorite type of curry. Are you referring to like Japanese? Like I like Japanese curry. I don't know if that's what you mean. A little spice. Just a little spice. Oh my god, one time I went to this curry place and they're like, you know, one through ten spice level, or to zero, I guess. Like 0 to 10, right? And I'm like, okay, 5. Like I like spicy food. You know, like I like spicy food, I like peppers, I like hot sauce, I like sriracha. Like if I get pho and I'm pouring that sriracha, it's going, I'm pouring that sriracha, dude. Like I like spicy food. And so I go to this curry place and I'm like, and they're like 1 out of 10, how spicy? I'm like, okay, 5, right? Sounds reasonable. Like I like spicy. Like, I always ask for the spicy option. Like, I like spicy. If I get fried, like, if I get hot wings, or if I'm sorry, if I get like chicken wings, you know, I get spicy. I get the spicy flavor. Like, I love spicy stuff. If I have naengmyeon, you know, like the noodles, you know, I get the bibim naengmyeon, you know, like the spicy one. I like kimchi. You know, I put the jalapenos on my pizza. Like, I love spicy food. It's like 5. It was inedible. Like 5, right? 5 out of 10, inedible. It's like, okay, 5 should not be like that spicy. I feel like as someone who likes spicy food, 5 should be acceptable. What is, made me think, like, what is the standardization to make sure that 5 is a correct? Do they have a little cup? Do they have like a little measuring cup? What was that? I heard something in my room. What? Okay. I think it's nothing. Well. I see you guys joining in. Welcome. Welcome.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. Hashtag. It's kind of a long one, but I kind of like the idea of it being like a talk show. Like, hashtag late night with Magni. That's kind of too long for a tag for this, though, don't you think? Late night Magni. Also, what if it's not late night? Like, then that just kind of defeats the purpose of it, or the intention of it. Real Senpai, what if I invited Real Senpai to co-host this? You think he would join? I don't want to put that pressure on him though. Is my boy Axel streaming soon? I think so. Yeah. I'm scared too. Ooh. Did I just close the Twitter space? No, I don't think so. I think Muna Senpai is doing the 3D stream today as well. A lot of exciting things. It's really crazy joining All Stars and having all these very cool things happen around me. Also just like so many talented people around me as well. Like, I've always been used to being like I've always been used to being the best person within my circle. That sounds awful, but like confidently the most talented person within my circle. And so it's legitimately really refreshing and very inspiring to me to be around people that are like better than me. They're just better, which is like not something I'm like used to. It actually is very inspiring, and it's like a very... it's a breath of fresh air. Yeah, it's very cool. Okay, so I don't think this is like no big deal to say this. I think it's a cool thing. So For my Loop Station stream, okay, this Saturday, it's a membership stream, but in these like songs, there's like tags, like DJ Khaled, right, or like Jason Derulo, JR, you know, like stuff like that. D-Y. Fonzie. You know what I'm talking about? I was like, dude, I want like a DJ Magan, right? Like, DJ Magan on the beat, though, you know? So, this is hilarious. I did some digging, okay? I reached out to some people, and... So Zeta Senpai, I got them to send me a recording to use in my Loop Station streams, and it's Zeta Senpai in like the cutest like kawaii voice you've ever heard, like DJ Megan on the beat. It's the funniest shit ever. I have my own little tag that Zeta Senpai recorded at my request. for me to use. It's so fucking funny. You guys, it's gonna be so it's gonna be so good. You guys are gonna love it in the member stream. I'll probably do a so the members loop station stream is like practice, so that I can do one live. So eventually, for the public, for everyone, you'll be able to watch it once, like someday. I mean, but yeah, I'm gonna be practicing for it in the membership stream. So, oh, that's gonna be so good. I can't wait to use that voice recording line, voice line, voice. Oh wait, oh no, hold on. Seta Senpai is gonna be asking for some royalties from the DJ Magan loop stations. Uh oh. Oh, Vesper's doing Dicey Dungeon. I see. Today. It makes sense. He did just play like a 7-hour, 6-hour Minecraft, so. Makes sense. Can you guys even... I feel my voice is so, like, raspy right now that... Can you even understand what I'm saying? Oh my god, it's so late, but I'm so wired right now. This is like a cheat. This is like being able to do a gorilla stream without having to, like, go through the trouble of getting stream approved. Wait, I actually don't know if I'm even allowed to. Did Altair have to like ask permission? I might not even be allowed to be doing this right now, but I don't know. Who knows? It's like a cheat because like there's a lot of hoops to jump through to get a stream going, right? Like even if it's like a gorilla stream, but like this, I just like go live on the Twitterscape. Ooh, this is a good idea, Astro. What about Magan Time, the live tag? You know what? That ain't a bad idea. That ain't a bad idea. Because, I mean, it's true. Like, Magan Time, it is my live tag, and I am live. All right. Unleashed. And I don't have to worry about you having another tag, like... creating another tag and getting it approved. Unleash the hounds. We are using hashtag Magan Time, which is usually my live stream tag, like my live tag when I'm live. Go ahead and use that. Oh, you guys have already been using it. Wow. Oh, wait. No, you guys haven't been using it, but... Uh-oh, it's too late. I already unleashed you guys on this. That's okay. It's all right. I actually don't think I needed to do that. I think there's a way. But... it's too late. Oh, this is awesome. Yes. Yes, I can refresh. The hounds arrived. V Spacer, that's hilarious. I love the meme of like V and it's like blank. Oh my god. Gemmu. Wait, Gemmu, I think I remember you from... Oh my... Is this still working? I dropped my phone on my face and it closed Twitter. Am I still here? I think I'm still here. Oh my god, this is toxic now. You guys are posting pictures and yeah, I see you guys. I see you guys. Hello.
It's not updating. It's not updating. No. What happened? Oh no, did I accidentally close it? Hold on, I'm taking a peek at you guys now. I'm going through the listeners. I'm taking a look at your faces. I'm observing you. How does that make you feel, huh? How does that make you feel, huh? You're being observed. Random. Go ahead and ask me some questions in the tag too if you want. I'll probably stay awake for at least like, I don't know, at least 20 more minutes. What's my go-to Taco Bell order? Oh, let me get this straight. I don't like Taco Bell is desperation food for me, right? It's like late at night, it's the only thing open, or like I'm tired and I don't want to go anywhere else. That being said, my go-to Taco Bell order is it's probably
the chalupa, probably the steak chalupa. It's like the cheesy taco. It's like the chungy taco, and it has sour cream. It's got the fixin' supreme. I used to get the Doritos Supreme taco a lot. A cheese quesadilla. Chicken cheese quesadilla. So good. I'm so fucking hungry right now, dude. I'm so hungry. Oh, I had like an instant udon for dinner tonight. And it's like, I mean, you can only have so many of those instant udons. I was supposed to go to McDonald's. As if McDonald's is like some kind of luxury food, but like I wanted to go get McDonald's, but I was just too tired. It's the only thing open when I'm done streaming too. It's like that or Taco Bell. Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for hands? Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for hands? I would probably pick feet for hands because then I'd be able to run on all fours like a horse and gallop, and people would be unable to outrun me, my prey. I'd be able to catch up to them quicker. You guys are just using this to send me memes now. You're abusing the tag. How could you? Hey, I like Taco Bell. I just told you I eat Taco Bell. But it's not like my go-to, you know. Have I tried Jollibee? Yeah, I tried Jollibee. I got the spaghetti. The spaghetti, yeah. I really like the spaghetti. The fried chicken's okay. Like, I don't know. Fried chicken's okay. The sweet spaghetti is pretty good, you know? Like, on top of spaghetti, all covered in cheese. I love pasta. I love spaghetti. I love pasta. Fettuccine Alfredo. Holy moly, guys. Just know, Magni Desmond could eat a whole vat, a gallon vat of fettuccine Alfredo. My jaw will unhinge like a snake and I'll gulp that shit down in a second. Fettuccine Alfredo. I love creamy, like creamy pastas. Oh, shit, don't do this to me. Do I have a favorite Japanese voice actor / seiyuu? I don't have I have some that I like. I don't have like, this is my favorite top. I really like The guy who plays Meduem, I've recognized him in a few animes. He's someone in One Punch Man too, like some monster. Some other things I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's the voice actor who plays Meduem from Hunter x Hunter. And Hana Kanazawa. I mean, is that like a casual answer? I feel everyone loves Hana Kanazawa. Oh. What's a series that you'd like to watch but can't get behind? Probably, I mean, I feel the answer for a lot of people for that is One Piece. Like, I want to, but it's just like so, like, I just can't get around to it. Like, the stuff I've seen of One Piece, I really like, but I just, like, can't find the time to catch up. Yeah. Oh my God. How good is the mic on my phone? Can you hear me gulping? Really? Is it that good of a mic? What? What kind of chocolate do I prefer? I've said this on stream. My favorite chocolate is the Ferrero Rocher. Ferrero Rocher. Hunter, just so good. Have you watched Jujutsu Kaisen at all? Yeah. So actually, Jujutsu Kaisen, I wasn't really into, but the final couple episodes, they really like sold it to me. I feel like it was the last two episodes is when I was kind of like, ah, I understand this show. I understand what it's supposed to be. But I was, to be honest, I don't know why it was so popular. Because it was popular off the gate, right? Like, I mean, I guess some people would have read the manga, but based on the first couple episodes, it's like, I mean, it's good. Like, it is good, but I was like, I don't know why it's like so good. Because for me, it took until the very end of the season to be like, I can't wait for the next stuff. Because honestly, Jujutsu Kaisen, it's kind of just like Bleach. It kind of is just like the same premise of Bleach in the beginning. A guy becomes like a demon hunter, ghost hunter. There's even like ancillary stand-ins. Who's the shadow hand puppet guy? He's like Rukia, right? Itadori is Ichigo. Gojo is like a good stand-in for Urahara. Like, it's a very, I mean, again, I liked it. I said it was good, but it's very clearly just like a modern version of Bleach, to get all the zoomers that didn't really watch Bleach. But so I don't know why people like latched onto it so quickly in the beginning, but by the end of the season I was sold. Like, it's so good. I was so frustrated because I was like, of course they get me when the season ends and I have to wait for a new season. Don't get me started on anime. You guys are gonna hate me by the end of it. Can you drop some lore? I don't got any more lore for you right now. I'd like to mess around with more lore stuff. I'd like to just give it more thought. I don't want to just toss something out there for you. Am I planning on watching New Bleach? Yeah, of course I am. Thousand Year, the Blood War. I mean, if we get to see, I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, for sure. Did you paint my? Did you paint your nails? Who else is gonna do it? What's my hottest anime take? Oh, you can do this to me right now. Who's in here? Let me see. Wait. Wait, Real Senpai. Real Senpai left the Twitter space. Oh.
My most controversial anime take.
Me think about that. I think that Erased is garbage. Actual garbage. Like shit tier. Bottom of the barrel fucking garbage. Erased is hot garbage. It's the biggest bait and switch, like, lead you along red herring piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life. Other than that, I could explain why, but it'd be spoiling it, so I'm not going to. Can you hear that when I refresh the Twitter? I don't want that. Is that annoying? Oh, I love Venture Bros. Yeah. Is Jujutsu Kaisen cites Bleach as a heavy inspiration? Oh, that makes sense then. But that doesn't change the fact that it is inspired by Bleach. And, well, I mean, it confirms it, but like, I mean, just because it seemed like Bleach to me didn't mean that it was bad. I'm just saying that's like what I felt, and I wasn't like really into it in the first few episodes, but like the first episode came out, and I just remember Twitter being like so obsessed with Jujutsu Kaisen. I think I'm just like too old that, like, I don't know, I'm just so jaded that like I can't get into anime as easily as I used to be able to be to get into anime. So I think I need to, like, it just takes more episodes for me to get into stuff these days. Dude, Erased, bro, the anime, dude. So like the whole point of Erased is like, what is the mystery, right? Like, who done it? And in the beginning of the first freaking episode, they show you look at the silhouette, and then they show you the guy. You meet a dude and you're like, oh, it's that guy. It's like, oh, it's that guy, right? Like the very first episode, you're like, it's that guy. And then the whole point of why you even watch the show is because you want to find out who done it, the mystery. And the only reason you question yourself is because it's not because they were like clever, but they just explicitly force into your face like it's not that guy, right? But not in a clever way. They don't like convince you. They just like say it's not that guy, right? And it's like, oh, huh, really? Because it seems really obvious it's that guy. And then you watch the whole anime, and then at the very end, guess who it is? It was that guy. And you're like, I fucking knew it. The only reason I had given up on that and why I was invested in the whole plot is because you explicitly told me that it wasn't that guy. I heard that in the manga, it's not that garbage. It's not that leading. It's not as leading in the manga than it is in the show. And if that's the case, then that's fair. But in the anime, the Erased anime, it's garbage because the entire premise of it is based on you being invested in the mystery, but they reveal it at the it's so obvious from the very beginning. So frustrating, that show. I cannot believe I should have read it from the sounds of things. favorite horror movie is Hereditary. Magni right now is this cat with this. That is me, actually. Yes, sir. Yes, that's true. It's like the only reason you watch it is because it's like it can't be that easy. But man, they like it, it's not even like, oh, it's hindsight. It's hindsight. It's not hindsight, man. They make the answer to the mystery. They lay it out to you. They exp I want to go as far to say like they explicitly tell you who did it in Erased in the first episode. It's like so weird that they chose to do that. It's beyond predictable. Predictable isn't even like the correct word. They tell you. It's not even like predict. It's not a matter of of you being able to infer. It's they tell you who did it. They show it to you. They like show you. I watched JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? If so, what's my favorite season? Probably part four is my favorite. Yeah, see, I'm already seeing comments of people saying that it was more subtle and more mystery in the manga. Would I ever go into a haunted house attraction with the boys? No, that's so scary to me. I would piss myself screaming. Favorite ice cream flavor is pistachio ice cream. My favorite brand of ice cream is Timaluk. My favorite character in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is probably Joseph. If I watch Nisei Koi, what team am I on? Is it Tsugumi? I think it's Tsugumi, right? Or is it Suguru? No, I'm pretty sure it's Tsugumi. I mean, I don't know if that's even an option. Is it just like the two main girls? But I'm Tsugumi all the way, brother. There any anime shows that made me cry? The only anime that's ever made me cry was the Demon Slayer Mugen Train movie. I mean, I've gotten kind of misty-eyed, but from other animes, but I wouldn't say like cry, but like the Demon Slayer movie made me like cry. My God, you guys with the Magni edits right now. I was afraid you were going to say Stardust Crusaders, Impeccable Taste Part 4. Yeah, Stardust Crusaders is definitely like the guilty pleasure. Like, I just like it because it's cool. It's just like unapologetic. Just like, let's beat the fuck out of some dudes and just be like cool dudes, you know? It's got a lot of bro energy. Like, it's a guilty pleasure. But 4 for me was like the perfect balance of like excuse me. It was like the perfect balance of like the stand powers while keeping that old kind of vibe of JoJo that I liked from part 3 and part 2. Mostly from part 3. Also, the part with the street, the back alley street, that part was like super scary to me. Like actually some kind of Stephen King like horror shit that Araki did with that. Like
That part was crazy. No, the sound is me refreshing the tag for Twitter. You know what one of my favorite animes is? Mayo Cheeky, bro. You guys ever seen Mayo Cheeky? Dude, Mayo Cheeky was so good, man. So good. Maglord, I can hear a croak. Something's croaking. What are you talking about? You talking about my voice? Favorite Studio Ghibli movie? Am I a... am I a basic bitch for saying Spirited Away? I like Life of Arrietty. Was that, that was Studio Ghibli, right? Life of Arrietty. Life of Arrietty was pretty good. Or, I don't know. Do people think it's good? I liked it. My favorite character from Fullmetal Alchemist is the Führer King, Bradley. He's the best fucking character in that show. He's so cool. Favorite character from Magi is Sinbad, hands down. I don't know. I like the genie. He's pretty epic. Nah, it's got to be Sinbad. Sinbad, hands down. I love the Sinbad spinoff as well. I got crumbs in my bed. I gotta stop eating chips in my bed. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. Oh, I think you're talking. Oh, are you referring to the Twitter sound? Keep scrolling. This is a shiny, lucky pinky Magni. Thank you. Do I read SCP? Yes. My favorite is the reluctant. What is it? It's like Reluctant Interdimensional Traveler. He's the guy that randomly teleports to another dimension. That one was so scary and so weird and so cool. I love that one. What skincare products do I use? I use CeraVe Foaming Cleanser. And then I use a snail serum and a... I forget the brand name. It's been such a long time. And then I use a toner. Okay, so I use my foaming cleanser. Then my toner. Then my snail serum. I don't use that much. Then depending, some just like some lotion. Pretty simple stuff. I was fucking around with some eye cream, but I think that shit might be snake oil, man. I don't know. This person, it's bed o'clock, you must be sleeping.
My favorite Bleach character, brother Yoroichi. Oh no, the Ant Nation. The scariest part of the interdimensional hopper is, oh, is it reluctant? It's like reluctant interdimensional hopper or something, where it was the one where it's like dark, right? Like pitch black, you can't see anything. And then a voice, like there's like a voice behind him, right? That's like, back so soon or something like that, right? That part's so scary. All right, drink some water. Thoughts on raisins? What? Dude, I haven't had a raisin in years, probably. No sunscreen. If I usually know, I don't really go out though. Favorite fan fiction trope? Ah, this is dangerous territory you're getting me into, man. All right, I'm just gonna say it. My favorite fan fiction tropes was when it was like going to a club and like buying the person like a pet. Okay, I said it. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I said it. Favorite Gundam show, 00. Favorite character, Lock on Stratos. Yes, sir. What the fuck is this? What are these pictures you're posting? What is this drawing? Oh my god, you drew me with feet for hands? That was quick. What the heck? You drew me as like a mag horse. Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave? All right, you guys calm down. You guys calm down in the live tag. You guys need to calm down a little bit. What are these images? Who makes these images? Is this me? Is this The Rock? What the fuck? This is fun. I might do this more often. I probably shouldn't, though. I should probably get sleep. I feel this is like my hidey hole. Manager-san can't get to me in here. This does feel like... I don't know. It's kind of weird, huh? It feels weirdly like... intimate? Is that just me? does feel weirdly intimate. Oh, Yago-san is trending. Is it for the Splatoon image? Oh my god, Yago-san, you're hitting the virality. What is this? 45k likes? What is this? Is it for the Splatoon? Yeah, it's for the Splatoon thing. Yeah, yes, sir. Nice, Yago. He's got the secret sauce. You already know. You already know. Oh my god. Oh my god. This person's profile picture is me, but with the doc edit, the Shungite edit. Yo, you guys are wild for some of these edits, bro. Do I have any Halloween plans? Yeah, I had an ambitious plan. I wanted to make myself a costume, like a 2D asset costume for every stream in October. I don't know if that's realistic. Okay, I was just kidding. I was just kidding earlier. I do not eat in my bed. I actually, that's disgusting to me. Like, I do not ever eat in my bed. Like, that's an absolute no-no. Like, if I see you eating in your bed, I would, like, mentally, I'd be like, ugh. Ugh. Like, that's so gross to me. How many people are in the Twitter space right now? Someone update me. So, Destiny 2. We talked about Destiny 2. I don't know. I don't know if I can make a clan or not. I don't think I'm allowed to, like... Because I think that would give people access to, like, my Steam. I don't think that's allowed, sadly. What is this Vesper doc edit? I have not seen this. Are you guys making this yourselves? Where do you...
Man, only 1,300 people. Shouldn't there be more people in here? Come on, the great Maggie Desmond's doing the Twitter space, his first one ever. Where the hell are you guys? Come on. Most nostalgic PC game? It's gotta be MapleStory, man. MapleStory has a grip on my soul. The only thing acceptable to eat in your bed is like a pint of ice cream if you're watching some Netflix or something. That's the farthest I'd go. That's the farthest you're allowed to go. This guy posted in the live tag. It's just a picture of Wario. Like, there's no words. It's not a reference. There's no meme. It's just a picture of Wario. Oh my gosh, this, it's dark. It's like this gif of me is blinding me. It's dark in my room. This is an attack on me. Oh my god, yeah, I do need my energy for the Worms collab. There's some stuff I need to prep for that tomorrow. If you don't know, tomorrow, Vesper and I will be commentating Ame Senpai's Worms tournament. This is the Magni Desmond V-Spacer debut, yes, sir. No, guys, I was being facetious. The amount of people watching, listening to my Twitter spaces, like the least, like, I couldn't care less. Don't take it too seriously. It's all right. It's literally the least important number I could possibly be worried about. My Twitter space listeners. You think there are people out there that are like obsessed with their Twitter space listeners? You think people can get brand sponsorships for like their Twitter space listeners number? Go to sleep or else. Oh my god, what the that's a scary gift. Don't ever post that to me. Don't send that to me ever again. That's scary. I don't like that. What the fuck is this gif? Whack. You've been whacked by what? With wet baby with wet Des baby? What is that a reference to something I said on stream? What the hell is a wet Des baby? Why is he wet? Why am I a baby and why am I wet? My favorite MapleStory class. My highest level was a Dark Knight. Did they change the name of it? It was the Spearman, right? Like the Dark Knight Warrior. My favorite class, though, was probably... like, ignoring, like, power and stuff. Like, I always thought the Thunderbreaker was super cool. Yeah, I'll do more spaces in the future. Yeah, you guys are telling me to sleep now. I probably should. Oh no, I got hair in my mouth. Will I do 3 a.m. walks? Hell no. I'm going to run into Altair and get murdered. I love Animal Crossing. One of my favorite games of all time is Animal Crossing for the GameCube. I think the best Animal Crossing is New Leaf. I think New Leaf is... New Horizons is... Got it. I got the hair. New Horizons is good, but New Leaf, I think, is like the best Animal Crossing. For sure. I think New Horizons is still a couple of updates from being better than New Leaf. Oh, from the Subnautica stream, I remember, yeah. I watch Beastars. Yeah, I watch Beastars. What's my favorite character? Brother. Juno Chads, where we at? Where we at, Juno Chads? Raise your hand loud and proud, baby. Where the Juno Chads at? Okay. Oh, is Muna's 3D debut in 10 minutes, huh? Yeah, Muna Senpai's doing the 3D. Is it... I don't know what they're exactly calling it,
but 3D debut. Make sure to tune in for that, guys. All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks for keeping me company all the time. Keeping me company all the time. In the streams and stuff as well. All right. I'll see you guys later today. Have a good one. How the hell do I end this? Oh.